What's up, K-State Nation? A new week and a new postcast here on the Project Podcast. All things Kansas State. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, the third here in this edition of the podcast coming at you on this Monday night, May 8th, 2023. And we're back again, back here in Manhattan. I was in KC throughout most of the week, so I was not able to do postcasts of each of the baseball games here in Manhattan this weekend, but the Cats do it again, sweep an opponent, and other than that, take their ninth series of 2023 with a complete sweep over the Southeast Missouri State Blackhawks. It ended. All right, so if the guys weren't in town or weren't paying attention, game one was the closest game of the series there when the Cats there edged out the Redhawks 2-1 in game one, and then the Bats went to work beginning Saturday night. They're bombing, bombing five home runs. I think it was five, six home runs. Anyways, over four home runs, including a grand slam, 12-5 win, which clinched the series, and of course, a sweep of the Red Hawks yesterday in seven innings there, Little League style. They're shutting them out 10-0. They're in. How about this? Earlier today, K-State was ranked, what, I think 22nd last week. They blast up into the top 15, 15th in the nation in NCAA Division I baseball right now. And in the month of May, K-State is now 3-1. Of course, manager Pete Hughes or head coach, whatever it is. But I go by baseball because we obviously, I'm used to saying manager, so complete sweep dominance there after a tight-knit game one on Friday night here in Manhattan there. Of course, Pete Hughes after the game saying, quote, you play one away. And, of course, quote, it doesn't matter if it's conference or non-con. The goal was our team this time of year to get as hot as possible, end quote. Yeah, you want to be playing your best ball at the right time right there. And oh boy, two big conference series left here in the season. Of course, this was Southeastern Missouri State, the last non-con series of the season with K-State, and they take care of business there by hailing a three-game sweep here in Toyton Family Stadium. Let's take a look at the box score here, folks. Southeastern Missouri State, woo! Rough weekend for them. No runs, four hits, no errors. K-State, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Time of the game, hour 56 minutes there. Attendance, over 1,700 was in attendance for this game yesterday in hot, hot Manhattan. Obviously, it seems to me, whether it's KC or here in Manhattan or here in the Midwest, that it skips from winter to summer in a blink of an eye. You don't get that. You don't really get that spring unless you're out there running in the morning, because the mornings, they are crisp, cool, very nice. If you're getting out for exercise, whatever, you better do it early, because it's going to be miserable when it come around just after lunchtime. But yeah, you want to get out, you better do it early in the morning, baby, because boy, it was cooking over the weekend there. And I can go on and on, but I'm gonna save that for another podcast episode. But man, oh man, K-State's offense, speaking of cooking, K-State's offense, they're cooking on Saturday and Sunday in this series. They're combined 22 runs after only scoring two in game one on Friday night there as well. The pitching here in game three, Mason Buss gets the win, five innings of two-hit ball, three walks, three strikeouts, calling Rafael clean, finish it off, two innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. The loss in this game belonged to Hayden Dow. He goes to 4-2 in the year. Only big going, two and one-third, six hits, seven runs, all of them earned, three walks, and a strikeout. And, of course, three pitchers would follow Dow after that. Mason Buss might have set his record, or might not. I'm going to go back and check that off the list there. He is now 4-2 on the season, folks. Offensively, right? Take a look at the offensive score here. Brennan Jones hit a grand slam in game two. He went 1-for-3 in the game, drove in a run. Nick Goodwin had a historic weekend himself there. 2-for-4. He hit a home run, included in that. Kalen Culpepper goes 2-for-3 in the game. Cash, 2-for-4 in this game. Cole Johnson, another two hits game for him. He drove in a pair of runs there as well. And Carson Kwek, he went 1-for-2. He was a designated hitter, started as a designated hitter there. He drove in a run as well in this baseball game as well. Boy, this team, again, they want to follow that road to regionals. This is where you make the money right here. And even so, the Big 12 tournament where, again, the Cats in the last 2 years under Pete Hughes has been very tough to eliminate here. So let's see here. The Cats non-con here. This is the Pearl Project Podcast Postcast Edition Weekend Recap Series against the Redhawks of Southeast Missouri State. Eddie Greer, host of the podcast. Cats, 20-11 with a non-con this year. Third shutout recorded by K-State in a non-con, well, overall this season. K-State also posted their 16th multi-home run game of the year. Cash continues to put it on base. 31 consecutive now for him. Brady Day keeps his streak intact as well with 29 there as well. And at Twin Family Stadium with one more series to go with that TCU. Cats at Twin this year, 18-6 with one series to go. That's TCU next weekend to cap it off in the regular season. But a huge series coming up this upcoming weekend. And we'll preview it on this week's new edition of Pearl Project Podcast, weekly edition. Myself and Alex Aiden, Oklahoma State in Stillwater. A gigantic series there, which will settle for second place in the conference there with Oklahoma State, which is Oklahoma State is 33-14 on the season. And of course, let me see right here. Okay, yeah. And of course, lost train of thought there. Okay, yeah. 13-14, Oklahoma State. K-State, after the sweep, now is 31-18 on a year in the same record conference-wise as Oklahoma State with 11-7 there as well. So a lot to look forward there and a lot of time to prepare. You don't have that midweek game with K-State. It's all eyes on the Cowboys here, beginning on Friday night in Stillwater. I cannot wait to see how all this shakes out for the Cats. All these games in Stillwater will be on ESPN Plus Big 12 Now. And for those who will not be going to Stillwater there, you guys will catch it on the radio station here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-Man 1350 there for all the action right there as well. Friday night starts it for the Cats. I was going to say something else, and I lost a train of thought there as well. Oh, yep. So one more quick. I mentioned Nick Goodwin making a little bit of history. Nick Goodwin, 32nd career home run in game three, the series finale yesterday there. He is now tied for fourth in that category, K-State all time, with Todd Ferde, I believe that's right, from 1994, going way back in the time machine a little bit, from 1994 to 1997 there as well. And I'll be here this weekend, so you're going to get all the postcasts of the Oklahoma State series there as well. So definitely looking forward to doing that as well. So I will be here this weekend. As far as looking ahead next weekend, it might be 2 or 3, or it might be the same, or I might miss game one, but I should be here for game two and game three of the TCU series, this home series finale of the regular season anyways. And K-State with the move now to 15th ranked in the country now. Oh boy, you will really help yourselves out if you take the series against Oklahoma State. You also, for that matter, escape the doorums, the nightmares. They play well in the past, but they cannot come up with big hits down there. You're gonna make noise and really impress the committee. You gotta win these. For me personally, you gotta take the series personally. 2 or 3. It'll be huge to get a sweep, but that's a little bit too optimistic. But hey, you get 2 or 3 here. You're really this team's really setting themselves up really nice, obviously, for conference, but you really want that spot. I don't think they're going to – I know there was talk about regionals and whatnot. I don't think you're going to get that regional spot. But, however, you can still play yourselves in the regional by beating teams like this. And PQ said it in his little press conference there. You want to be playing right at the right time. And this is a great opportunity for the K-State. You're 15th ranked. And to have an opportunity to cash money. Cash it in there against Oklahoma State. We're going to have a lot of talk about this game, this series, and plenty more coming up on the weekly edition of the podcast. You want to make sure you tune in for that. And oh, by the way, this is your first time listening to the Pro Project Podcast. All K-State Sports, appreciate you for checking us out and listening to us today or whenever you listen to this podcast. Next thing you should do, if you love what you're hearing, make sure you should subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast wherever your favorite podcast provider is there as well. Again, like I've been saying the last couple of times, we are going to be keeping track with baseball here throughout the end of the season, however that's going to play out. I know track and field got finished. We will talk about that on the weekly podcast. Haley Vargas getting ready for the playoffs as well. Her postseason regional in San Antonio as well. Chris Kleiman, huge news out of football as well. We'll touch on that. We'll save that for the weekly. So, again, the daily is going to take kind of a back seat for right now for the exception of the postcast of baseball. But if anything breaks, we could have just done the Chris Kleiman. I'm trying to get the final details on that. I know that was really humming around on K-State Twitter this weekend. I haven't really had a chance to really dive on into that since Iowa had a huge weekend in Kansas City. But K-State Nation, this is all things K-State sports still. So definitely you want to keep track on the latest of K-State sports. You definitely want to tune in. Make sure you have this K-State platform added to the rest of the K-State podcast. That's going to do it for this edition of the postcast. K-State sweeps Southeast Missouri State in Twain Family Stadium. Really take care of business on Saturday and Sunday and etching them out in the opening game of the series on Friday night, setting up an epic series in Stillwater with the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Oklahoma State and K-State locked up for second in the Big 12 Conference. Eddie Greer the third here. Go Cats. We will talk to you. We look forward to talking to you here this week on the Purple Project Podcast.